This is Logan Garner, The Labor Temple. Fridays here are Tuesdays now. They say it's different, devoid of the old work ethic, the Labor Temple, Astoria. The summer swell of tourists elevates the temple, filling its seats for a while with lip gloss, karaoke, idle minds. Come November, the temple will sink, back toward the sea in time, a damp and wimpled return to past and namesake. It was a temple, real. A blue-collar high priest tended bar. It was one back then. Prayers from bowed heads fell into pints and highballs for nearly a century, onto oiled wood polished by so many hands and elbows. How many didn't even feel the need to whisper? Nurses, teachers, tellers, clerks, loggers, fishermen, artisans, clergymen, tired mothers and fathers. They knew what work was, but if you asked, they wouldn't tell you because you didn't deserve to know. They knew a budget isn't a balanced checkbook. It was in your pocket, your flimsy wallet storing sweat-softened bills designated with no small regard for cheap beer and whiskey at the temple or some similar place of worship. They labored, and between times came to the temple to pray.